The next patient is Roberto Alicia, Alicia, A-L-I-C-E-A, Roberto, R-O-B-E-R-T-O. This is a clinical case of a 32-year-old Hispanic male who has a CKD4 associated to reflux nephropathy. Period. The patient has remained asymptomatic. This is a patient that is with extremely good compliance. He has been following all the recommendations. The most recent laboratory workup that was done in October, October 10, 2022, it's consistent with a creatinine of 2.9. The last time was 3.62. That was in June of 22. And the estimated EFR went up to 28 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have any evidence of hyperkalemia or metabolic acidosis. Despite the fact that the patient is taking ARB, the serum, the determination of the protein creatinine ratio is 1400 milligrams, 1400 milligrams in 24 hours. It has been fluctuating between 678 up to 1400. Period. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is under control. Today's blood pressure is 110 over 70. It is important to know that the patient has maintained the body weight. He has a BMI of 27, 199 pounds. Following number, hyperuricemia and gout, the uric acid remains 5.2 milligrams per cent. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of statins. Following number, the patient continues to experience anemia. This anemia is most likely associated to CKD4. Hemoglobin is 10.7. We continue to follow the patient closely, appointment in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend 7 minutes evaluating the blood work. In the face-to-face conversation, we spend 20 minutes because we have to explain the reason that we cannot give any SGLT2 inhibitors, because when we did so, the deterioration of the kidney function was important. And we cannot give finerenone, F-I-N-E-R-O-N-O-N-E, because he has a restricted EFR that prevents us to give this medication. Besides, this patient has a potassium of 4.9, which is borderline. Period. We have experience in the past the administration of ACE inhibitor was detrimental for the kidney function. In the documentation, we spent 7 minutes.